Welcome back to the Zcast podcast. It's Monday, January 26th, 2026, and we are diving deep into the metrics for the preceding 24-hour cycle. Trinity, if I had to summarize this data set in one word, it would be anomalous.
Anomalous indeed, Neo. The raw throughput numbers that came across my desk are staggering. We are seeing some seriously unusual activity that needs careful dissection, especially when we look at the interaction between massive volume and fee structures.
Exactly. Let's start with raw network throughput. This past period saw a monumental jump in value moved. We recorded just over 1.3 million ZEG transferred, which translates to almost $430 million USD in value. For context, that's nearly three times the volume we saw the day prior. This clearly signals that major players were active.
And we can see that activity reflected directly in our transaction category counts. The number of whale-class transactions, those extremely large transfers, jumped significantly, hitting 628 compared to the previous day's 583. Is this high volume exclusively attributable to those large actors, or did we see a concurrent rise in overall network utilization?
The utilization remained stable, but the value per transaction spiked wildly. We estimate TPS remained flat at about 0.07. This suggests the increase in throughput was not driven by organic growth or an influx of small users, but rather by massive, concentrated movements from fewer entities. The whales dominated the ledger.
That brings us to the elephant in the room, the fee metrics. While the network seems fundamentally healthy, our median transaction fee remained low and stable at about 3.3 cents, the average transaction fee exploded to over $2,097 USD. That variance is shocking.
This is where we must talk about the outlier. The average fee is heavily skewed by a single event, or perhaps a few large ones. Looking at the maximum recorded fee, we saw a single transaction carrying a fee of over $2.16 million USD.
$2.16 million for a single transaction fee? Neo, is this a protocol error or are we looking at a classic fat finger incident involving an extremely large transfer?
It's almost certainly an input error or an extremely high priority settlement, Trinity. Given the Zcash protocol's design, it's highly unlikely to be a structural fee spike. The median confirms that regular usage is cheap. What this confirms is two things. One, the transaction that paid this fee must have been astronomical in size, confirming the volume spike. And two, it shows that despite the decentralized nature, human or automated errors related to high-value transfers can still produce these extreme anomalies on the ledger. It's an efficiency red flag for whoever conducted that transfer.
Moving away from the throughput shock, let's pivot to the core value proposition of Zcash, privacy flows. Did this huge increase in whale activity correlate with increased shielding?
Interestingly, yes, but the balance was deeply negative. We did see robust inflows into the shielded pool, with over 1,202 ZEC newly shielded, which is a healthy increase from the previous period. However, the egress, or deshielding, was overwhelming. We saw 1,699 ZEC leave the pool,
resulting in a net privacy flow of negative 496 ZEC. That's double the net loss we saw the day prior.
Exactly. The shielded pool experienced a significant drain. When you couple this major egress with the high volume of whale transactions and the fee anomaly, the narrative solidifies. Large holders who had previously stored funds privately were moving those assets out, likely to transparent addresses for exchange listings, major liquidity events, or external settlements. The shielding percentage remained fairly stable, around 3.5%, so the overall structure of privacy usage hasn't changed, but the magnitude of the movement has.
So, in summary, Neo, the Zcash network experienced a day of extraordinary capital movement. We had triple the volume, confirmed by a significant spike in whale activity, while the base network health for average users remained stable, evidenced by the consistent median fee. The high negative privacy flow and the multi-million dollar fee anomaly both point towards major asset reconfiguration by very large institutional scale actors.
That is the precise conclusion. This was not a day of retail excitement. This was a day dominated by high-stakes settlements and movement out of cold storage, driving massive volume and creating severe statistical skewing in our averages. The fundamental metrics remain solid, but the anomalies require close monitoring for subsequent days to see if this trend of massive egress continues.
Insightful analysis as always, Neo. That wraps up our deep dive into the Zcash metrics for the 26th. Join us tomorrow when we see if the whales continue their activity or if the network settles back into quieter waters.
Thank you, Trinity. And thank you all for tuning in to the Zcast podcast.